Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. We're asking the question today, how do we hear from God today? Or if you would put it in a different framework, does God still speak to us today? And the answer to that is yes, indeed, he speaks to us today. And he speaks to us through his word. Pastor Davis is with me today, and we're talking about some of the aberrant thoughts and philosophies that people have in relationship to saying that God spoke to them. In fact, Pastor, I'm looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And the scripture is very, very clear. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So why should a person just depend on some thinking, a thought that somehow, some way, God told me to get a divorce, or God told me to marry a particular person, or God told me to buy a pink car with purple polka dots, or God told me to do this or that when you can't validate it in the Word of God? This is the reason it goes further in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, and the scripture is very clear where the Apostle Paul says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Amen. It's the truth of the doctrine of the Word of God that ought to be the roadmap for our lives and the footprint for what we do and where we go.
Amen.
Pastor, I want us to talk about two or three things for the balance of this broadcast. I want us to just look at, let's say, the Old Testament. How did God speak in the Old Testament? What did God say in the Old Testament? The
Amen.
Old Testament was there, and the New Testament was not canonized yet. And the Bible is very, very clear that God spoke directly. In fact, in Genesis 3:9, and the Lord called Adam and said unto him, where art thou?
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The first indication of God audibly speaking to human beings, humanity.
Amen. Amen.
Adam, where art thou? Adam didn't have to go to the scripture and read it and say, God's looking for you, son. God spoke audibly. God spoke directly. God spoke clearly to Adam when he says, where art thou? And Pastor, I'm going to just cover two or three of these and let you read some of the scriptures at your leisure. He told Noah to build the ark, and he did that audibly.
Amen.
He spoke to Moses in the burning bush and gave him instructions audibly. God promised Abraham a son, and he did that audibly.
Amen.
Paul heard the voice of God audibly on the road to Damascus.
Amen. And
that
that's
was
New
Saul
Testament.
Of Tarsus, and that's the New Testament.
Praise
that's
God.
That's Saul of Tarsus, and he spoke to him audibly and gave him instructions. But is that the norm? In fact, Pastor, in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, if you have that before you, read that for our listeners to understand. Here's Moses. Moses is, God's calling him to go and speak on his behalf to the people. And, to make his word known audibly. And Moses basically, in remonstrating against God, said, well, who should I tell them has sent me? What does the scripture say as God speaks to him?
Amen. Verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
Yes. God introduced himself, by the way, ladies. Wonderful study there, Pastor. Moses said, who should I tell them has sent me? God said, tell them, I am that I am hath sent thee. And as I've said before in preaching the text, I am is an unfinished statement. I am is a blank check. I am whatever you need. I am whatever you need in the realm of cost, in the realm of finances, in the realm of health.
Amen.
I am the I am. God is the I am.
Amen.
And that's what
he's
saying to Moses. But, Pastor, we can go to scripture after scripture after scripture. And throughout the Old Testament, God spake by signs and miracles and wonders. And some will ask the question, well, why signs, miracles, and wonders? It was to authenticate the message and the messenger, because they did not have the scrolls at that time complete.
Amen.
They did not have the canonized Ryrie Study Bible with a leather band cover on it. They did not have the scripture. So God would speak to them audibly and give them instructions on what to do.
Amen. Amen.
So, Pastor, when we look at the Old Testament, we find that God spoke audibly. In fact, I could give you dozens of scriptures. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 and following, Moses had died, and God said to Joshua, son, I want you to get up. I want you to stand up. I want you to follow my directions. I want you to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And he gave Joshua clear, concise instructions in that verses 1 through verse 9, which is the unit of thought. And he says, basically, in that unit of thought, I want you to stay in my word.
Amen.
Stay in my word.
Amen. Amen.
That was the instructions that God gave Joshua. Stay in my word. He said, don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. That is cutting the word of God straight down the middle. Don't try to bifurcate it. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Don't modify it. Don't allegorize it, but simply stick to my word. That was the audible, verbal instructions that God gave to Joshua.
Amen.
Joshua believed God. Joshua trusted God. Joshua obeyed God. And Joshua was successful in carrying out the task that God called him to do.
Amen.
So, Pastor, we could go to literally dozens of Old Testament texts to validate the fact that, that was the norm in the Old Testament for God to speak to people audibly and given the instructions.
Amen.
In the New Testament, though, we see that God speaks a little different.
Amen.
God speaks through his Son.
Amen.
God speaks through the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's not going to tell you to do. God's not going to tell me to do. God's not going to tell anybody in our office, audience to do anything that's contrary to the word of God.
Amen. 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 And I'm a firm believer, Dr. Youngblood, that he won't tell you to do anything that he knows that you can't do.
That's right.
Sometimes people say that, I wonder why God told me to do this, or why does he expect for me to do that? Yet they'll turn around and quote the scripture, or semi-quote,
mm-hmm.
that God won't put any more on you than you can bear.
Right.
Okay, do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
We have to know and understand, Dr. Youngblood, as I have read down through the scripture many times, and going back to what you read over in Genesis, amen, at the very beginning, God spoke before people came on the scene
mm-hmm.
to the universe, and the universe responded.
Right.
Now, down through time, when you read through the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, the verse of scripture that I gave you on the other day, and I'm going to read that from the book of Job,
mm-hmm.
we will find that a lot of times after the fall,
mm-hmm.
God had to speak to man twice. Yet man still did not understand what God was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it says in the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not.
That's right.
This is the reason why when he spoke to Moses, he said, Moses, Moses. He called him twice.
Twice.
Many other portions of the scripture you will see in there where he repeated the person's name twice.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because sin puts a barrier between us and God, to where, Dr. Youngblood, we can't receive from him if we don't have our motives and our heart fixed and our mind made up with him.
Right. And I can add a little footnote to that, Pastor, if I may. Unless we're in the word, there's not going to be a voice from God, because as we study the word, we're allowing God to speak to us.
Amen.
As we pray, we're speaking to God.
Amen.
It's a dialogue. It's a two-way communication.
Amen.
As we study the Word, meditate on the Word. This is the reason it's so encouraging, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that as we meditate on the Word and we study the Word, God, through His Holy Spirit, will speak to us through His Word.
Amen.
Not some fiat out of the blue having a audible sound. We need to stop listening for the sound as the audible Word of God and stay in the Word of God and let God speak to us through His Word. Because in His Word, He cautions us, He warns us, and He gives us instructions. He gives us directions, and it's God's instructions via the Holy Spirit of God as we study the Word.
Amen.
God's Word never contradicts His Word.
Amen.
And what God wants us to do, if we say, God told me to do so-and-so, it never is in anything that contradicts the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
It's always seamless.
Amen.
And yet we have those today that will do all kind of things and make all kind of decisions and blame it on God.
Amen. Amen.
I find it antithetical to the truth of mature Christianity. It's to do things, say things, and go places and say, well, God told me to do so, rather than just simply admitting, I made a human decision, and it was a human error, and I have made a mistake, and therefore God forgive me for making that mistake.
Amen.
It is not God that is speaking and saying do that. God does not instruct us to do anything that violates His Word.
Amen.
He will not instruct us to do anything that violates His Word. I can just touch on a little subject. There are a lot of Christians today that's listening, and perhaps you say, well, you know, I drink, but I don't get drunk. I have a little Bud Dumber every now and then or a little Miller Lowlife every now and then, but I don't get drunk. And God says it's okay, just don't get drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, there's over 100 verses in the Scripture that says for the God-fearer of the Old Testament and for the Christian in the New Testament, you can't drink it, you can't touch it, you are not to be in the room with others that's doing so, you're not to even put it in your hand and pass it to the hand of someone else.
Amen.
So if someone says, I'm a Christian, but I drink and I believe God's Word and God told me it was okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's a demonic lie, a demonic deception that will destroy one's life.
Amen.
And the same is true if you take a young man, a young lady, or an individual that says, God told me to marry him, God told me to marry her, and God told me it was okay. No, God didn't, if it is contrary to the Word of God. And the Scripture is very clear, you ought not to be unequally yoked. God demands that, commands it, directs it.
Amen.
And there are a lot of folks who will have an unequally yoked marriage, and as a result of that, living a life of misery. But ladies and gentlemen, in the past, God spoke through the prophets of old, and today, God speaks to us and talks to us through prayer and through our following, being obedient to His Son. It's in the voice of God, that is the Holy Spirit of God, that instructions from the Word of God is given to us, and that's in the Scripture. I don't know of any greater instruction, Pastor. I can tell you from meditating on the Word and the studying the Word, as I prepare a message, I prepare a Bible study, as I'm reading it and meditating on it, God is constantly speaking directly to me.
Amen.
It's not audible. No one else hears it, but He's speaking directly to me.
Amen.
In understanding of what He's saying in the Word, understanding on how that Word is to be applied in my life first, understanding on how that Word is to be communicated to be applied in the lives of others.
Amen.
It's God speaking through His Word. I can't put it any simpler than that.
Amen. And then He's not suggesting anything, Dr. Youngblood. We have to know that.
That's right.
His Word, and I'm talking about the Bible, are not suggestions about life.
That's right. They're directions.
Amen. Amen. If we follow the directions mm-hmm. that He has for us in this Word, when I look at Psalm 19, starting at verse number 8, it says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. It makes you happy. Mm-hmm. No wonder so many walking around here with head hung down, looking like a Georgia bulldog that's been sucking on a bowl full of lemons. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Because you are not paying attention to what the Word of God said that you can have.
That's right.
God wants you to be happy. And if you read His Word, this is what His Word does. Rejoices the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Amen. We won't walk around in darkness.
Right.
The Word enlightens everything for us so that we can see how to walk in the paths
Absolutely.
Of righteousness. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Amen. We have to fear God and keep His commandments. That way we can live a clean life, a holy life,
otherwise
a separated life
impossible
unto God. Amen.
Right.
And it said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. You know, I hate to see a Christian, and I have come across quite a few in my lifetime, that tell me that they have a problem with the word of God. Brother, when you say that, you're telling me you got a problem with God.
That's right.
That's a fight that you're not going
right.
to win.
You won't win.
Your arms are too short to box with God.
You got that.
So let's just go ahead and give up on that.
That's right.
And let's decide we're going to do what the word of God says. He says, and I'm going to leave it, break off with this, verse number 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward.
Absolutely.
How much more, Dr. Youngblood, do we want when this word is promising us so much? If we listen at what God is speaking to us through his word, this is the kind of life that we can have as believers in Christ today.
Absolutely. And let me just kind of build on that statement, Pastor, if I may. As we study the word, meditate on the word, and allow the word of God to direct our lives, there will be circumstances that will come into our lives, events that will come into our lives, where through those circumstances and those events, God will bring clarity as to what we should or should not have done.
Amen.
In giving us instructions.
Amen.
It is better than saying, God told me so-and-so. For example, ladies and gentlemen, there may be circumstances or events like sickness or financial calamity and through the preaching of the word of God, but we hear the instructions with a clear view coming from the written, revealed, inspired word of God. It's the Bible. As we study the word, as we stay in the word, then as circumstances come, as God speaks to us through those circumstances, it's as a result of being in the word of God. If you made a choice and a decision that you're going to do this or go there and take care of this and handle that, and you did so based on an impromptu of your heart and not based on really believing that that's what God would have you to do.
Amen.
And then calamity takes place as a result of you say, yes, I remember now. I had a check in my spirit. There was something that said, don't do it. I did it anyway. And as a result of that, you try to authenticate it by saying, God told me to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. How do you hear from God? Has God spoken to you? Have you used the term that God told me this or that or the other? Has your pastor instructed you that God speaks audibly and tells you what to do today? No, 10,000 times no. He speaks to us through his word. It is the first, the foremost, and the final authority of God for instructions for life and living, and it's through his word.
Amen.
When you believe that you have a word from God, test the instructions in the light of Scripture. Test what the Scripture says. Even when God speaks through circumstances, ask the question, does the Word of God confirm it? Does the Word of God confirm it? There's a good example of that. God spoke to Moses in the burning bush. He also spoke to him through circumstances with the plagues that had taken place so
Amen.
That they would be the conviction of the Egyptian leader, Pharaoh, to release the people out of slavery.
Amen.
So God spoke through those circumstances, through the mouthpiece of Moses, giving the circumstances as the plagues are taking place that would convince the Pharaoh that it's God speaking.
Amen.
This is what God is saying. Sometimes God's going to use circumstances like COVID and other things in society
Amen.
Today to get people's
Amen.
Attention to hear God.
Amen.
What is God saying?
Amen.
And by the way, just a little footnote to that, God is saying through that, that we can't, but God can. God is saying through that, trust me, faith me, depend on me, and not on self, not on government, not on man, but depend on me.
Amen.
And I believe that's one of the things today, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to do, perhaps with the circumstances that we're finding ourselves in as a nation and as a globe with this deadly pathogen. We need to recognize that God's word is true, that God is first, foremost, and final, that God is the sovereign authority in this universe. We can't, but God can, and through his word, we'll learn to trust him and faith him and depend on him.
Amen.
God speaks to us.
Well,
go ahead.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, I'm a firm believer in this. I don't know how many Christians will stand on this, but examine the word.
That's right.
And see whether it's so.
That's right.
In that same book of Exodus, when two people decided to come up against Moses, the man of God.
That's right.
God caused the plague to break out in the camp.
That's right.
But Moses, the Bible said, he stood in the gap. Mm-hmm. In between those two people that came against him and against the Israelites that were following him. Mm-hmm. And God stayed the plague.
That's right.
Dr. Youngblood, I believe if the church come together today, God will stay this plague. He will cause this plague, and that's what I'm calling the COVID, the coronavirus. It's a plague.
It is a demonic plague.
Amen. God will stay this plague if we come together and stand on his word.
It's going to take a revival in America.
Amen.
A faith in God in America.
Amen.
To stand believing and trusting God.
Amen.
And not having a spirit of fear.
Amen.
In fact, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God's not given us a spirit of fear. So we can go by the word of God to make the determination. How does God say we need to handle this thing? Faith and not fear.
Amen.
God's word. It goes back to, ladies and gentlemen, how does God speak to us today? Does he speak through the verbal commands and directives, or does he speak to us through the written, revealed, inspired word of God? In fact, let me just simply give you a little young blood vernacular statement. God speaks to us through the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit as we study the word. If we don't listen, he will speak through circumstances and events that will be calamitous sometimes in our lives to get our attention, that we'll listen to him.
Amen.
And hear him through his word.
Amen.
The scripture is very clear, ladies and gentlemen. Even as we pray, God speaks to us through prayer. He speaks to us through his word. As we pray, as we meditate on the word, God's speaking to us. In fact, in Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, the scripture is clear. Even when we're praying and do not know what to pray, it is the Holy Spirit of God that intervenes for us, makes intercession for us,
Amen.
And prays for us before the throne of God.
Amen.
And that's because of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In prayer, God speaks to our hearts if we stay in the Word, meditating on the Word. In part of the world today, let me just touch on this, Pastor, in the couple of minutes that we have. There are parts of the world today, major segments of the world today, where there is no Word of God, no Scripture. North Korea, for example, they can't have a Bible. If they even had one page of the Bible, they'd be executed for having it. There are parts of the world where there's no Christian preaching taking place. There are parts of the world where the churches do not exist today. So the question is asked sometimes, and I've had others to ask that question. How does God speak if there's no church? How does God speak if there's no word being proclaimed? How does God speak in relationship to the word going forth and going out? The scripture is very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, the scripture teaches us and tells us that God speaks through what is seen in the world, what is seen in society, what is seen in God's creation. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, I'm trying to turn to it now. In Romans, the first chapter, the scripture gives us instructions and clear, definitive instructions. It says, the Apostle Paul, in beginning at verse 16 of chapter 1 in Romans, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed," notice, "revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Verse 18 is where we want us to go. "For the wrath," the thumos, "the anger of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness."
Amen.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest, made known, revealed, is seen in them, for God hath shown it unto them. "For the invisible things of him from the Creator of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and God and Godhead, also that they are without excuse." Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, if I could wrap that up in the young blood vernacular, there are parts of the world today, they don't have a Bible, they don't have a preacher, they don't have the Word of God, they don't have the King James Scripture where they can look at it and read and say, this is what God's Word says. But all they can do is look up and see the mighty handiwork of God and realize that God exists and that God is there. Therefore, the scripture says they're all without excuse.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there are parts of the world today where through visions and through dreams, God could very handedly, very easily speak to them and give guidance and direction. But where the Word of God, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, where the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is available, we need to depend on the Word and not on signs, miracles, wonders, dreams, and visions, or a voice from God speaking from the heavenlies saying, John, George, Charles, do this, do that, and do the other. It is through the creation of God that the scripture says that we all stand without excuse. The Bible, the Word of God, God's Word, God's progressive revelation of himself to man is simply to study the Word and know the Word. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, let God speak to you today is very, very clear. It reminds us that God's Word is given to all of us because we need life and living from him. So,
amen.
Pastor, we've got about a minute. Wrap up our broadcast with your challenge to our listeners about studying the Word, knowing the Word, and letting the Word of God speak to them and not wait for some voice.
Amen. Amen. I believe on today, Dr. Youngblood, every believer after hearing the Word needs a personal relationship, a
yes.
personal walk
yes.
with God. When we look down through the scriptures, amen, Enoch walked with God. Amen. Noah walked with God. Amen. God revealed himself to Abraham. Isaac knew God. Jacob had personal dealings with God. Joseph had a special revelation, amen, of God. All of these were through personal relationships that they had, amen, with God, because they trusted and believed in him after they heard the voice of his word.
Yes.
So this is what we need to do on today as Christians. Be encouraged, amen, when you hear, amen, the voice of God. Obey what he says. Trust God. Amen.
And
don't trust in another.
And that voice comes from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's always our delight and joy to come to you by way of the radio broadcast as we face the issues. Let me encourage you to keep on looking up. Let me encourage you to stay in the Word, believe the Word, trust the Word, faith the Word, meditate on the Word day and night. And then the scripture says, as God's speaking to Joshua in chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9, then God's going to make your way successful as you serve him. Thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Amen. Be blessed.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.